Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Do you know your responsibility as a believer in Christ? In today's message, Pastor Joel expands on what God expects from true followers in Christ as he begins to close the teaching series entitled, Examining Your Investment Portfolio.
Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be added to you. See, we forget things like that. Psalm 37:4, where it says, delight yourself in the Lord also, and he will give you the desires of, we just want to say, well, the Lord said, give me the desires of my heart. I want that man. I want him. I want him. He's so cute. He said, I want that. Oh, man, I want that woman. Oh, baby girl, be looking like, man, you ain't seen baby girl. The Lord's going to give her to me. You ain't doing nothing the Lord told you to do. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. If you delight yourself in the Lord, you ain't going to be looking at I don't know, hot pants or whatever they wear. You're going to look for Mr. Big Stuff. You're going to let Mr. Big Stuff come to you, ladies, right? You got to look for him. Let him show up. If you delight in yourself in the Lord, but we delight ourselves in our own delights, don't we? We delight when we turn our delights, don't we? That's the wrong way to go. And God is telling us that this is what he's saying. It's so simple, but we poke fun at it, but it's real. This is what we do. And God's not going to condone disobedience. Not when you say that you are a child of the King. All right? Now, remember I told you all about last week how people in the church miss church habitually, choose their own projects instead of occupying their time as God sees fit. We sometimes occupy our time as we see fit. Okay? And the word tells us over and over again to obey God. So why do we do that? Well, the scripture in James 1:23-25, we're not going to go there, but you don't have to read that. But it explains that we cannot afford to hear God's word and then behave as if we didn't. Or behave as if we can't recall it. Suddenly, I've gone blank. What did the word say? We got to be consistent in our walks with God. That's what this is about. It's about consistency. You know, even those of you who are working, when you go to work, there are certain things that you have to do at your job, don't you? You don't just show up there and do what you want to do, because why? You won't be there long, right, Wanda? You won't be there long. You have an SOP, huh? A standard operating procedure. Okay, if you come in there, it's your job to turn on the computer and get the fax machine ready. You got to hit those marks, right? Well, it's the same thing with the Lord. We don't read this word and then go back and act like we don't know about it, right, Elwanda? You still did. Yeah, that's right. So we hear God's word and he expects us to do it. James says that we are to look into the perfect law of liberty, right? And do what? Continue in it. Live it, right? Live it. I appreciate y'all helping me to preach this. Keep shouting out them answers because I get stuck sometimes. I'm getting older now, but I appreciate the help. That means that we are not to deviate from our obedience to God's commands. He sets these commands forth for us, and we don't deviate from them. The Lord gives me a word, I write it down, y'all. You won't see me coming in here just preaching off the top of my head. I could, but I want to make sure that everything he gives me, that I get it to you. I've delivered the package. See, and I'm not saying that, I'm not knocking anybody else. So sometimes he'll send me somewhere and I just preach, open air preaching, whatever the case may be. But when he's got a message for his sheep, for his church, this is his assigned message for you. I cannot take liberties, okay? I cannot take liberties. And that's why I'm careful about that. That's what the Lord put in me. Now watch this. Pastor, take us to, please, Galatians 5:1 and read that for us.
Galatians 5:1. Mm-hmm. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, okay? What the Bible is saying here is that once you've been freed from captivity, don't become a prisoner again. Don't go back like a dog going back to his vomit, okay? Don't go back to it, okay? Don't go back to captivity. You've been brought out of that into God's word. He says, I want you to stand fast on my word. That's like the lady who was caught in adultery, and Jesus said, now go and sin no more, right? Don't go back to that thing, okay? Don't go back to that man. Don't run from that woman. Whatever it is that's causing you to sin, that's causing you to be apart from the Lord, we got to leave it. Run from that drug. If you got diabetes and your feet swelling up, run from that potato salad. Run from that, what is it? Mac and cheese. What is it? Macaroni and cheese? So I'm just banana pudding. Run from the pudding. Okay? Learn to like yogurt. Learn to love broccoli. You know, you got to do this. We got to do this. That's something going on? Okay. I moved too fast. Okay. I better go slowly. Stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. Don't go back to it. Do not return to that old captive lifestyle. And we done come out of some lifestyles, haven't we? You looking at a person that was mean. I was mean. My father was mean. We curl our lips. I had four mean dogs. Rottweilers, Presser Canarias. Dogs get to be 100. Dogs was mean. I had a dog so mean that when he was a puppy, put him in the cage, you look at him, he'd go to the back of the cage. Say, he's scared. I said, no, he mean. You put your hand in there. His father was 180 pounds. He looked like a bear. People, I walked down the street, people didn't know what he was. But I had to because people were messing with me. I had to be mean. So we come out of some lifestyle, and the Lord said, now you ain't got to fight no more. You don't have to fight. Those hands of yours won't be used for weapons anymore. You see how my fingers all bent up. There's a reason for that. But he said, now I'll go before you. I'll do the fighting for you. So we come out of that old lifestyle. Ain't no way you can walk with the Lord talking about you're going to beat people up. Karate, 30 years and all this. You better put that belt, that black belt down, put on a brown belt and some slacks and come to the Lord. That's what he'll do. That's what he does to you. Nothing macho around him but Jesus. So we come out of those old captive lifestyle, like that old lying lifestyle. Huh? Some folks lie so good that they believe their own lies. I know, because when I was a police officer, I've seen people just come in court and they just lie. They just tell some big fib with their hands on the Bible. I've seen that. I've seen people that could beat a polygraph test because they were so good at lying. Needle didn't know the move. Everything else is boo, boo, boo. Then they lie and he'll say, what? Fool the machine. Got some lying folks out there. But when you come to Christ, you got to separate yourself from your own lying lifestyle. Right? And some people out there were deceitful. You know who you are. Y'all so deceitful, money driven. Always got a hidden agenda. Tom, it's all about you. It's all about me, Jesus. Nobody else, because it's all about me. Some of y'all just troublemakers. Like Michael Jackson used to say, y'all, you got to be starting something. Too high to get over your vegetable or fruit. Spreading dissension, spreading gossiping, that's the stuff that we got to leave alone. See? Some folks come from families of liars. I knew families of murderers. I knew families of drug dealers. Father in prison, grandfather upstairs in prison, 16-year-old in juvenile. Devil will go through your whole family if you let him. But Jesus takes that stuff and moves it away from you and cleans you up and gets you so that you can leave those things behind because now you're saved. So that's what Paul is talking about. Stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. Some people are so money driven that the whole family is lawsuit happy. Don't look at them, they'll sue you. That's him. You get a letter there, what? Is that the person I was looking at on the bus? He threatened me. And people do this, you know, just lawsuit happy. I've seen people, I saw a bus accident in Chicago and the man got off the bus. The bus hit something and all the people sort of tumbled and they were getting out. They had called the ambulance and the ambulance was on the way. So people got off the bus, you know, they're like, oh, I said, don't move. I said, no, I got to lay down. So they went out and they laid on the grass. Do you know how many people was on the bus? Maybe five. But by the time the ambulance came, it was about 16 people. 12 people lay, tiptoe Joe slid over there and laid down on the ground. Find a spot to lay down. Talking about you suing somebody. Families of scammers out there, y'all. It happens. It happens, okay? But when it comes, but when you become saved, you leave that thing alone, okay? You come into the church. Don't come in here starting no stuff, stirring stuff up. Y'all know stuff stirrers. You know what I'm talking about. They're stirring stuff up in the church, okay? That's an unholy thing. So whatever your former ungodly persona was, or is, you got to let that thing go and stand fast in what Christ is teaching us. Amen. And that's the problem with the church. We don't want to let go of some things, okay? Now, also in the church, people come in and some will jump, shout, and praise the Lord and appear to be with the program, and they might be, okay? But after services and away from the altar, you can't be murmuring and starting problems and vitriol in the church. The Bible speaks against that, okay? The very people, you can't be going against the people who God put in front of you to lead you. If there's a problem, what does the Bible say? You go to that person, don't you? Okay? Go to that person if you got aught with somebody. And it said, if it's an elder, you take two people with you, right? In the presence of two or more. This is all the word of God. But you don't stir stuff up, okay? Because that's what the devil wants. That's what he wants us to do. But look at what the word says. Tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 7 to 9. Pastor, are you there? You with me?
Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 9 mm-hmm. says, remember those who rule over you, mm-hmm. who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Verse 9, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. You all understand that. You know, in many churches, maybe not your church, maybe a church near you, okay, those of you who are watching on social media, but people will bring this behavior in the church, and the Bible tells us not to do it. We don't behave in church like we do in the world. That's a poisonous attitude to have in God's house. It's like pouring gasoline in the corner of the church. Every time you spread that stuff, it's like dousing gasoline in the church. Pretty soon somebody's going to light a match. And you see, it's because some people's hearts are being carried away. It says by strange doctrines. If you don't know God's doctrine, you'll be taken away by the devil's doctrines. And we'll start acting. You know, it says be consistent so that when you leave church, this doesn't leave your heart. That's the problem. You know, you get to sitting by yourself and you get to thinking, I don't like so and so. I should be. And that devil just work on you. See, and you take that thing in you before you know you're all hard-hardened and you're bitter and different things like that. The devil does that to people. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people leave churches in a huff because the church wasn't run like they thought it was to be run, or they didn't like somebody. One lady left because she didn't like another lady who sat on the other side of the church. She left. Never said why I had to get it third and fourth hand. How you gonna leave the church because you don't like somebody? That's probably was your test why God had you there, so you could learn to love the unlovable. But you left. Now they probably still leaving churches. Going in circles like the song says, till you come to the Lord, until you get right with the Lord. And that's just it. And Elisa was talking to a lady the other day. She didn't like the pastor. Didn't like the pastor's wife. It's not her wife. It's the pastor's wife. I don't understand. But that's why I'm not God. Jesus is God. And he understands. Okay? So what people don't understand is that a church is not supposed to be run like you think it should be run. It's not supposed to be run like I think it should be run. It's supposed to be run like God says it's going to be run, right? And that's what, if we keep that in mind, we'll be all right, okay? But then you got to believe in him to follow that rule. Now, if you don't believe and there's something wrong, okay, that's between you and him. Get deep in that word, okay? Let somebody pray for you, okay? Lay hands on you, fast, okay? Don't eat that food anymore. Lay off them fries, whatever the case may be. And just fast and pray in front of the Lord. Let him get you right. Because, you know, food can mess us up too. You know, you eat that stuff that raise your blood pressure and everything. You know, you might be thinking anything. You may be having delusions of grandeur. So we need to stay on point. And this Bible keeps you on point. The house of God should be run by the head of the house, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's who the church is run by. But listen to this, saints, very carefully, very carefully. Don't expect Jesus to show up in this pulpit and you see just a white glow. And don't expect Jesus to show up at your church and start preaching to you. No, he puts people to do his will. Okay? He said he gave himself. He himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, right? Pastor, read that for us, please. Read Ephesians 4:12-16. I know we're running out of time. I'm going to try to speed this up.
Ephesians 4:12.
4:12-16.
To 16 tells us, mm-hmm. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, mm-hmm. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith,
yes.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, mm-hmm. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro
carried about
with every wind of doctrine, but by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness deceitful plotting.
That's good, Pastor. Yeah, you know the rest, right? Speaking the truth in love and everything else, this is telling us that Jesus has equipped the saints for the work of his ministry to edify the body of Christ. We're to edify one another. We're to help one another. We're to teach one another. Everything in place, but not by man, by Christ Jesus. How do you know it's by Christ Jesus? Read your word. How do you know it's by Christ Jesus? Test the spirit. 1 John 4:1. Learn the word of God so you can know. And that way you won't be led out astray, floundering like a cork on the ocean, because that's what the devil wants you to be. Okay? Some people are in church, but they get so messed up, they're not hearing anything that the word is saying, because they got so many things that are going on in their mind that the devil is snatching it. Okay? We got to be better than that. The Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, okay, in Ephesians 6:11. And that's what we have to do. So he wants to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And listen carefully to this. Jesus puts leaders in place. Those leaders must lead by his orders and not their own. Do you all understand that? All the churches understand that. The pastors are supposed to lead by Jesus' orders and not their own. Check them and see if what they're doing is in the word of God. It's very simple, okay? That's what we have to do. Because that's the way the Bible instructs us. I sure hope that we understand, because if you're complaining, grumbling, gossiping how church affairs ought to be run or anything else which has been made obvious that it is in operation directly with this Bible, okay? These are God's guidelines. And when we go and do not adhere to that, you can't pay adequately into your investment portfolio. It's going to be inadequate. It's going to be anemic. All right? This is very important that you understand that. And that's not good for you. Pastor, take us again to the book of Hebrews, please, 13 to 17. And read that for us.
Hebrews 13:17 tells us, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you.
Thank you, Pastor. You know, I have to say, you all, I know so many pastors who are very sad men. I know some pastors, and probably some women too, but I know some men who are very sad. They want to quit. Grieved. They're grieved. It's sad. It's sad. I don't know how we as churches let the devil run people out of church. I don't understand that. I guess the Lord knew when he got me. I don't care. I come from a hard-hidden area. I come from an area where you don't quit. I come from an area where you take a hit for the Lord, okay? See, when you put your life on the line and you've been near death and you had to fight for your life a few times, not once, oh, a few times. When you've been outnumbered 60-1 and you come out of it, you ain't gonna bar down to no demon. You're not gonna bar down to the devil, especially now that you know you're walking with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How you going to quit when he called you for the job? If one person show up, you preach to him. If two people show up, you preach to him. If 20,000 show up, you preach to him. But you preach.
Amen. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Among whom you also are called of Jesus Christ. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments,
testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of this powerful series with Pastor Joel. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.